The Cats blow out the Vanderbilt Commodores in Music City and have a big matchup. Not an SEC matchup, but a big matchup coming up with Gonzaga. Welcome on into the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Wildcats Today, joined as always by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, it's 8 in the morning. How are you doing?
I'm alive. I'm up and at 'em this morning.
I mean, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. When we decided we're going to record this morning, I was like, we'll see how Carson's doing. We'll see how Carson's doing. I've been getting up early of late. So, like, I'm used to it. I was like, you know, we'll see what we're doing good today.
I've been doing the thing where I wake up early and I just sit in bed. I'm up. I just sit in bed.
Well, then, yeah, I know you're always on the TikTok like the young kids are. Let's get right into this matchup with Vandy. And the first thing I want to say about it, and this might irk some folks, but it was Vandy. Okay. And I think we have to remember that to kind of manage expectations a little bit. It was Vandy. They're a very, very bad basketball team. Now, at the same time, there's a ton of positive things you can take away from that game. For me, I mean, is it to say that Justin Edwards is going to be great the rest of the year? No, but a little confidence goes a long way. Maybe this is a turning point where you can get 10 a game from Edwards. I mean, you never know. So there's positive there. Big Z did a lot well, and then a lot where you go, what in the world is he thinking? All around, it was a game that I think a team that needed a confidence boost got one against a very bad basketball team, but regardless, they got the boost they needed. Carson, you got a lot of fun numbers for us today, stuff to run through. What did you think about this ball game?
Yeah, I loved it. It was the perfect get-right game, you know. You saw a bunch of players that honestly hadn't really made huge impacts as of late make big impacts. So, like you said about Justin, that was great to see. When he made that and when he dunked it, did the windmill dunk, that I was so happy for that kid. And you could tell that the team just loved it. They were eating that up because he deserves it, man. He's been through some hard times here. And that just puts a smile on your face. But I really wanted to discuss, like, the big men. I thought the big men played really well, especially Aaron Bradshaw and Zvonimir Visic. Both of those guys, I thought they looked like they wanted it. And I feel like they haven't looked like that in a couple games. They were very physical. There was one play where Z got scored on, and he immediately slams the ball on the ground because he was mad. And then he comes down the court. He hits the guy with a big hard screen, runs down the middle. We missed the three. He grabs the rebound over everybody, puts it back in. And I was like, heck yeah, that's what we need you to do right there, big fella. And Aaron, of course, had some moments like that too. They combined for 23 points together and 14 rebounds. That's huge production from those two. And then you get some good things from Uganda as well. You got to love to see that. And I think that goes a long way with us being a better defensive team because the physicality translates to being tougher. And you saw that because they only shot 36%. Even though they put up 77 points, I think that was more of a pace of play than a shooting thing. So yeah. I love that game. And I thought that was a step in the right direction for sure.
And that's kind of my point. This is not a game where we're taking away, like, you know, it's to me, truly, it's all confidence. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I'm not going to take away from this and be like, I think the defense is it's changed. And against Gonzaga, we're going to shut them down. That's not what I'm saying. No one's here saying that. What we're saying is confidence is a real thing. And when you build some, and you listen, these players, they're not saying, well, it was Vandy. You think Justin Edwards is right here sitting going, well, it was Vandy? No, he's not. He's saying, I had a great game. I did a lot well. And he's excited as he should be. You know, Edwards, 5 for 10, 17 points, 3 assists. I mean, it was just one of those games where, you know, everything clicked offensively for this team. I mean, first of all, you know, a conversation needs to be had, Carson. And Rob Dillingham, I think, is the best scorer in college basketball. I wrote an article talking about how I believe he's going to be the rookie of the year. and that he's going to be a top five pick. I had a Tennessee fan. This is hilarious. A Tennessee fan found the article, screenshotted it, put it on Twitter, and then put a picture of Dalton Connect. Well, I won't show it because I don't want to show these guys. I don't want him to get any hate. But he tweets at Andrew Stefaniak, the best in the NCAA, haha, which is not really what I said. Top five, sure, but the best is in Rocky Top, all the and the NBA's Rookie of the Year. And then he quote tweeted himself and said, "What say you?" Tagged Dalton Connect, Vol Hoops, NBA, and ESPN. Because, of course, those people are really excited to see what Dustin has to say about the situation. But it did get 100 views. So, I mean, I think his point got across. But point is, I wanted to bring that up because it's funny. But Rob Dillingham, to me, I don't think there's a better scorer. He's not a great defender. You know, he's not like a big guard. There's things that aren't on his side, but he is the best scorer, I think, in college basketball. And you got to look at the, you know, how many shots he takes compared to Connect, and you got to look at how many minutes he plays compared to Connect. I think if you had those things, first of all, he's shooting better from the field than Connect, not by much, but by almost about a full.
Yeah, but can you imagine 25-year-old Rob Dillingham in college? Good God.
Connect is 20. He's not 25. He's 25.
Seems like it.
Oh, okay.
He's a fifth year.
No, I bet you he's 22. Well, yes, you're right. You are right that if you had a 22-year-old Rob Dillingham. All right. It doesn't say how old he is. Are you sure he's a fifth year? It lists him as playing 3 years of college basketball on ESPN. So this That's is surprising. His third year.
Well, still, I mean, 3 years more of Rob, and he would average 40. So,
yeah, I agree with you. But, I mean, this Vandy game, to me, there's not much to break down, Carson. I mean, really, it's like the offense was great. The defense, where there's some possessions where you're like, ugh, yes. Where there's some open shots for Vanderbilt, yes. Did they airball some of those open shots? Yes. But at the end of the day, it's a game where I'm taking a lot of positive takeaways from it just based on the fact that Kentucky blew them out. Looked good doing it, and you're moving on to a game against Gonzaga. So, I mean, Carson, I mean, really, like, I don't have anything else to talk about this Vandy game. I mean, do you have any other thoughts from this game?
Yeah, I will say something. I think this player may have earned some more minutes. I loved what I saw from Jordan Burks.
Yeah.
I mean, that kid, he was 6 for 6 from the field. He was 1 for 1 from three. He earned every second of his playing time. That kid was moving. He was hustling. He had 5 rebounds. I loved what I saw. He played good defense. He was happy when he was out there. He was bringing everybody up. I saw this video in the post game in the locker room. Everyone was happy for him. He got to break the team down and everything. And he's like, play Teach Me How to Dougie. And they started playing Teach Me How to Dougie in the locker room.
He's one of my favorite.
Yeah, I feel like that's awesome. He's a good locker room guy, he just seems really happy. So I love to see that. I'm glad. It's awesome that he played good. He really earned all those minutes. So it was cool to see.
We actually have an article about that exact thing up at Wildcats Today right now about did Jordan Burks get a couple more minutes? Now, I will tell you this. Let's say he doesn't get any more minutes from this, you know, which could be the reality. And you can't expect him to go 6 for 6 and 1 from 1, you know, from deep every game. But let's say he doesn't earn any more minutes. Could he be next year's Adu Thierro? Well, you know, I mean, here's the deal. I don't think he's going to transfer. He seems happy here. He seems to love it here, love his teammates. Obviously, a lot of his teammates are going to be moving on. But he seems happy here. I don't think he really wants to go anywhere. I think that he's a player that's happy where he is, and next year could be really, really, I think.
Just think about it. You could be looking at the most athletic team we've ever had next year.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you. You get
Adu, you get Jordan, you got Somto coming in. He's got like a 50-inch vertical as a big man.
Elite defender, yeah.
It's going to be nuts.
It is going to be. It's going to be great. But no, I mean, what I'm saying is, you know, is Burks' role ever going to be massive this season? Probably not. I mean, could he get, you know, 4 minutes a game now maybe to give somebody a break? Sure. But next year, I think he could be what Adu Thierro was. He could be a carbon copy, about the same height, a little bit different build. But you get what I'm saying. It's like a player that came in, not a super highly recruited guy, kind of came in late. Everybody's like, what's this guy's role going to be? They played a little bit their freshman year, but then in the offseason heading into that year, they're a lot of hype and they're pretty good. I think that's what Burks could be next year. So good game for him. Good for that young man. Great person, really. And it's not just like a, you know, it's a, I think he's one of those people. He's not just a good person to the media. I think he's just a flat out good dude. Easy to root for. Good locker room guy. Everything you said, I agree with, Carson. So anything else Vandy wise, I think I'm good there.
Yeah. Other than a good win. Yeah. I'm good there.
Good win. Good win. So let's move on to Gonzaga. Of course, last year they get the best of the Wildcats. I have the score to that game right here. Loss was 88-something. 88-72, Gonzaga wins last season. Over there, wasn't here, way game. Kind of, because they didn't play it at the Kennel because we wanted to pack it, right? But win that game. You know, Gonzaga wins that game. Now they got to come to Rupp. And Gonzaga is interesting. So I have a really good buddy, Andy Patton, host of Locked On College Basketball, also host Locked On Zags. And he sent me some stuff to kind of learn about this team. So before, I'm going to read a couple blurbs from what he sent me, and then I'm going to run through these numbers, Carson, and I want to get your thoughts on this game. So they are 26th in the net, which means it is just barely, barely not a quad one game. You know, playing in the WCC, they're not going to lose much, so it could bump up to a quad one. That's what you got to hope. You got to hope you win this game and they bump up to that 22-21 when the season ends. And, you know, unless they lose to, like, St. Mary's, who else are they
going? Maybe a couple more wins over Pepperdine. And
yeah, a couple more. But what about Portland?
The
Pilots are having a good year. But so 26th in the net. 0-5 in quad one games, Gonzaga is. Interesting there. They are 22nd in KenPom, though, 28th in offensive efficiency, 33rd in defensive efficiency. They start three forwards, 6'8", 6'9", 6'10". Their guards are 6', 6'2". I want to read two blurbs here, Carson, and then get your thoughts on this game. So the first thing here, this is interesting. Andy says, the losses that, you know, Gonzaga's had this year leading to their record right now, they are not in the AP top 25 poll for the first time since 2016. And that is a streak that is currently 10th longest in the AP era. So, you know, Gonzaga's been good for a long time. Now, once again, I'm not no any Zag fans here, Gonzaga fans. I'm not throwing any shade, but, you know, you're playing Portland. It's, you know what I mean? Like, I know they play a good non-conference schedule, but once they get into conference, unless St. Mary's gets them once, we're talking however many games they play in O. So, you know, they lose Drew Timmy. He's gone, which thank the good Lord, because he was
thankfully
some kind of annoying. Great player, though. Great basketball player.
Yeah.
One of those dudes that, like, he's so good, you just don't like him.
For, like, guys like me and you, that's the tape we kind of study to be good at the YMCA, you know?
Exactly. Well, I mean, it's why we are good at the YMCA. I mean, it's like, because it's kind of like, we're like, I'd say that I'm Shaq and you are like, who handed Shaq the water bottles?
That's insane, knowing that.
No,
I can beat you one-on-one anytime, any day.
We'll have to have, like, a Wildcats Today live podcast, and we'll
make we that can. Happen. I'm so
we'll
yes,
go 8.5-foot rim, and we'll just get wild. I'm gonna Justin Edwards windmill on you. All right. Beside the point. No, Carson would probably beat me by 5 points. Not that many. I'd compete, but Carson would probably beat me. No, he wouldn't. So Graham EK transferred in from Wyoming to Gonzaga. He's kind of their guy. He's a forward, 6'9", averaging about 15 points on the year, 7.3 rebounds. That's kind of their guy down low. Then the my buddy Andy Patton also sent over the Creighton transfer, Ryan Nimhard. He hasn't quite had the year that Gonzaga fans were hoping for, but he's the younger brother of Andrew Nimhard, who, you know, been all over in college, and now he's with the Pacers.
Yeah, Kentucky fans will remember him from Florida. We played against him a couple times.
I forgot that he was at Florida. So he went from Florida to Gonzaga. He transferred to Gonzaga. Okay.
Yeah.
I forget. I don't know why I forget.
Yeah. He was a stud. He played with I think he was on the team with Jalen Suggs and Chet.
Yeah. So Chet and Suggs were on the same team? I don't think they were on the same team. No, they weren't. Really?
Yes, they were.
Wow. Okay. I don't know why I thought
they went to the Final Four. Actually, that team went – Jalen Suggs hit that half court shot.
Yeah, Chet was not on that team. Look it up right now.
I swear
you. Let me finish reading these blurbs. Look it up right now. I don't think Chet was on that team. We'll call it a beer if I'm right. We'll call it a beer if I'm right. Deal? Okay. But Creighton transfer. And Orion Nembhard hasn't had the year that Gonzaga fans were hoping for, but he is still averaging about 12 points, 5.8 assists on the year. So it's nothing, nothing crazy. And then when it comes to their shooting, it hasn't been what they thought. They had a guy, Steele Venters, who Andy said was supposed to be their shooter, went down with an ACL tear. So now they kind of just try and gash teams with the pick and roll. They have EK, who we just talked about, and then the veteran Anton Watson are the guys that they try to get in position to get, you know, easy looks, good looks, and score the basketball. And then Andy also says the defense, which once again is normally not been a strength of Mark Few teams, is the ranked 33rd right now in KenPom. So their defense.
I think you're right, but they played. But here's the thing: I got confused because they played together in high school.
Okay, that's fair. We'll call it. I was right and you were wrong.
We'll call it. We both owe each other a beer.
That's fine. Okay, but so defense is better than it's been in years. So Carson, what are your thoughts on this matchup with Gonzaga?
Yeah, so they have a lot of size, and that's primarily where they get most of their scoring as well. So our bigs are really going to have to lock in and play physical and. Also play without fouling too, because we've seen in physical games Bradshaw mostly. And Zeke actually got in foul trouble at Vandy too, but they have to stop fouling, because if you get two quick fouls on someone who's doing well, then you're kind of screwed, because not all three of them have been playing well every game. So You gotta ride the hot hand, and if the hot hand fouls, then you're kind of up a creek. But you gotta play without fouling. You still have to play physical without fouling. So don't, when you're going up, just straight up, don't reach over. Pretty simple stuff. They're 6'9", 6'10", so you have the height on them.
Yeah.
So you gotta play straight up with them.
I was gonna say that they're a team. I don't know if I'd call them a big team. Just because they play three forwards, so that's
no. I'm not saying like big team, but like they have size.
Yes, no, they do. You're right. So they go. Their guards are on the shorter end, especially compared to, you know, what Kentucky runs out. If it's Reed out there, you know, 6'2", 6'3", if it's DJ, 6'4", and then Reeves, you know, 6'6". They've got 6'6", 6'2". So, and then their big guys, 6'8", 6'9", 6'10". So I mean, you know, it's they've got like. What I'm saying is per capita, Kentucky's a taller basketball team, but Kentucky's been taller than like everybody they've played all year. Compared to some other teams, this is a bigger team. So I'm with you on that. But it's not like we're like, you know, they've got 2 7'2" guys in the middle, you know, so at least starting, you know. But you know, this is a game to me, and you got to remember this doesn't hurt SEC tournament standings, obviously. This doesn't hurt anything, but it's an opportunity for a quad one win. You have fallen under 500. It's quad two right now. I believe it will end up being quad one. But you've fallen under 500 in quad one games, and you need to start picking some up. And I do think this will end up being a quad one win if you win. So it's a good opportunity for this team to kind of get out of the you know, grind of SEC play Gonzaga. Team that's going to be a rival as you're playing them for a few more years. But this is a good opportunity for this team to take the confidence they gained against Vandy and take that into a Gonzaga team that, you know, hasn't quite had the year I think many anticipated. So,
yeah, I think this is for sure. I'm going to label this as a must win because you're at home. You lost two recently at home. You can't lose three in a row at home. And especially to a team who is not as good as they have been in the past, and a team that you probably are better than talent wise on paper.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't lose this game. And I think that I really hope DJ gets to play in this game, because I think this is a DJ Wagner type of game. Their guards are really undersized. And so I think DJ will, and their forwards aren't that big. So I think DJ will be able to get to the rim in this game. And I think that could be the change.
Yeah, it'll be Trey Mitchell playing and DJ Wagner playing will be a very interesting part of this basketball game. I don't have much intel right now on their status. We'll find out more in the morning. Coach Cal's been keeping it close to to his chest lately.
Did you see what Cal said in the press conference?
What did he say? I'm sure I did, but were you?
After Vandy, he was like, he was being funny. He was like, y'all are going to hate me.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, y'all are going to hate me, but I haven't seen him.
Yeah. No, he does. Yeah. Yeah. He does that. He's funny. Cal's funny. I respect him for, he wants to keep his, that stuff. I respect it, but it's for what I do for a living. It is a bit frustrating.
Oh, also one more point, because people were kind of dragging Cal through the mud. You can't tell me that dude doesn't love his players.
Yeah.
And he is a players first coach, because I'll bring up a point in the Vandy game. When Jerry Stackhouse got his technical, who did Cal choose to shoot the free throws?
I forget now. Was it Burks? Who was
Justin
it?
Justin Edwards.
Why do I forget that? I remember that now. Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. I've kind of forgotten that happened, but that's a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get Edwards,
confidence,
stat pad.
I love that. I saw that and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I like that a lot, actually. I'd forgotten about that. That's a really, really good point. I hadn't even thought about the significance of it. That is really solid argument there. And I'm with you on Cal. I mean, I don't think people are arguing that, though. You know what I mean? That he's not. I think people know he's a player. I agree with what you're saying.
I know, but people don't bring up the good enough,
I agree. I mean, I always say fan is short for fanatic. People like to. This is a lot of people's lives. So, people are quick to, if you're ruining my Saturday, you're going to catch hell for it. I think is the way a lot of people feel about it. I think Kentucky's going to win this game. I feel good about it. So Carson, I mean, do you have any final thoughts here on this Gonzaga game? Give me a score prediction and an MVP.
The only thing I'm going to say is, Nolan Hickman is their point guard. He was actually committed here previously before he decommitted and went to Gonzaga. So hopefully the fans treat him with a warm welcome and we go out and we win by 10 plus. I think if DJ plays, I think it's going to be a long night for Nolan Hickman.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that. Score prediction.
DJ, I'm going to go Gonzaga's a high powered offense too. I think I'm going to go 92 to 80. Cats get it done. And we didn't even bring up Antonio Reeves's performance.
Well, there's no reason to, he does it every night.
That kid is something special, man.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's funny. I do an article kind of like, basically, I call it a stock risers, but talking about who's played well every game. I've stopped putting Reeves in there because it's like, I pick two other guys and I just say, and obviously it would be Antonio Reeves, but then it would be him every single time. So I say that every time because it's like, I'm not going to put him every time. So it's funny.
Yeah,
it's
like, that's the hard part. That's like it's hard to pick him as MVP because it's like a boring.
It's pick. Boring. Yeah, but it's like, why should we sit here and waste your time talking about him? Everybody knows how good he is. He's going to score 20 points on Saturday. We all know that.
I'm going to choose two MVPs because I know I picked DJ last game and he didn't end up playing. So I'm going to pick DJ as my MVP if he plays, but then I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to go something crazy. Justin Edwards is going to get MVP.
Okay, I did it the other day, and he was on his way to an MVP. Remember that? He had seven. He was on his way to playing really
and
well.
And he played good that game, and they took him out.
Yeah. So I'm done with the predicting the Justin Edwards game. It's one of those things at this point. You're just hoping that he has 20, and you feel like a genius. That's what picking the – I'm taking Justin Edwards too. I'm just kidding.
I'm thinking the confidence game got him there, and I think he's building up. So that's why I'm picking him.
I'll take it. We'll always take it here. So I have Kentucky winning this game 84-78. And I have this is a bit of a cop out answer for MVP, but I have Hugo, Z, and Bradshaw, knowing that their two main scorers are EK and Watson, they're two big guys. I think that it's a game where you need those guys to shut them down. EK averages 15 points, like I said, Watson 14.8. So their forwards are averaging a lot of points. So Big Z, Ugo and Aaron Bradshaw need to, you know, be a force down there. Stop them, slow them down, and let them score, get their average. So I think there are my – they, the big guys, front court, whatever you want to call it, are my MVP pick for the game, which is boring, I know, but that's what I'm going to do. So,
I like Carson, that.
Anything else before we call it a morning?
No. Hopefully we right the ship against Gonzaga. You know, it was kind of embarrassing last year, so hopefully we can kind of do the same thing to them in our home court. Yeah, it's a must win. You got to pull this one out. I would like to look good while doing it too.
I agree.
That would make me feel a whole lot better. Cause if you can go back to back games with feel good wins, mm-hmm. I mean, then you're starting to right the ship a little bit and start getting momentum build towards March. And, that's what, exactly what you need at this time.
Exactly. And you've got Ole Miss and Auburn. You got a tough week next week. So a little, mm-hmm. you know, confidence booster heading into those games would be huge. So,
yeah.
All right, Carson, what you got going on at work today? Busy day?
Yeah, it is a busy day. Some of our bosses are in town. It was I went to Topgolf with them yesterday. It was a good time.
How's the swing looking?
What?
How's the swing looking? Need some work?
Hey, the swing actually looked pretty good yesterday. I was hitting a little draw action. Come on now.
You're hitting a little car action?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a draw or a shank, whatever you prefer. I'm kidding. All right. That is going to do it for today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. We will be back on Monday to break down whatever occurs in this Gonzaga game and preview the Ole Miss game. Everybody enjoy the Super Bowl. Carson, Super Bowl winner. And then we're out of here. Super Bowl winner. Give it to me.
You can't bet against Patrick Mahomes.
And I will take the 49ers because Carson took the Chiefs. That is going to do it for today's episode. Appreciate y'all being here. Really do. A lot of support and subscribers and likes, and it all helps, and just really appreciate all that. Remember, we're free and available wherever you get your podcast, as well as on YouTube. And ladies and gentlemen, we will see you on Monday.